Talking about the new aquatic center that is going to be coming to downtown or near downtown, the old Farmers Grain and Coal site. Mike, I'll start with you. Where are we at on the project?
Well, the big thing is we're going to have a public campaign on June 22nd from 11 to 12 at the site. We'll have some refreshments on that. We'll have a little presentation kind of to be there to answer questions that the public might have about how the project's going, what it maybe might entail, get feedback from the public on, anything that they might see with the project. So that's a big thing we want to promote, that's coming up. Everybody got a mailer in the county here the last week or so. That's where we're at on that part of it, but we're pretty much focusing on the engineering right now and options and things like that.
Well, Mayor Haglock, how are we doing financially on this? I know there is a grant that goes into this as well.
Yeah, we did receive an OSLED grant of $600,000, and we have a match for that, and I think that kind of boosted us right off the bat at about $1.2, $1.3 million to start the project, so that was very helpful.
Tanner, talk about this project in whole. This looks like a beautiful destination that people from other areas will come and visit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that was part of the goal of this. It's the kind of the center focus point of the town, where Farmers Grain and Coal, coming off of Highway 1794 kind of intersection through Aledo. It's a great place as you're coming through for sports activities, looking to raise a family. It's an eye attraction to the city, and like you said, it kind of connects a piece of that downtown with businesses, and right there off the highway, it's a perfect spot for a new location for a pool.
And Mike, you told me that opening expected spring 2026.
Yes. Yeah, the mayor's correct. With the spring of 2026, we're going to probably struggle without a pool for a year, because of a lack, the maintenance on the current pool is just too much. It has a lot of issues, so more than likely this is the last year for the pool down by Fenton Park. So we really need to kind of get this ramped up and going and get the public involved and see if we can raise the funds for this as soon as we can.
And how are you planning to do that, Mayor, exactly? How will you raise those funds?
Sure. So a lot of folks probably don't know, but after a bunch of engineering and studies, the actual cost of this project is $7.5 million. So we were hoping to be in that $6 million range, and things just balloon. As you probably know, all the projects that's been going on the last couple of years have been a lot larger than you expected. So $7.5 million is what we're trying to raise. We're at the 50% or over 50% right now, and we'll reveal that on the 22nd exactly where we are currently on our goal. And we're hoping that the public will get involved then, and the residents, and maybe they'll help contribute to this project. So that's all going to be part of that get together and celebration on the 22nd.
All right. So again, the 22nd, as you mentioned, who should show up to this, Mike?
Anybody.
Anybody interested, and they don't necessarily have to even want to go to the Aquatic Center. This is really an addition to the quality of life in Aledo.
Correct. Yes. It could be anybody from, 9 months to 99 years. It doesn't matter.
Tanner, what do you think Aledo will look like in spring of 2026? I mean, we're going to have the Opera House completed. We're going to have a new Central Park parking lot. Sorry for all the noise, by the way, right outside. And there's so much going on in town. What do you think it's going to be like to live in Aledo in spring of 2026?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of buzz around town right now with all the construction, but you start building a pool and you start showing some more progress as we have been. There's a lot of projects that take 2 to 3 years. And in 2026, a lot of those 2 to 3 year projects are finishing. And it's going to be a cohesive looking downtown, connecting from the pool to the Opera House, to Central Park, to over here where the studio's at. It's just going to look like a put together place instead of just kind of empty and in an open area. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Like I said, it's appealing for families. And our goal is to keep, bringing families into this area and make Aledo and Mercer County a destination spot that we can house those people.
All right. Anything I forgot to mention, Mayor? About the Aquatic Center?
Actually, a couple things. A lot of folks have said that, why do we need a pool? Why do we have a pool, And our pool was built in 1938. So, most of us, or probably all of us, were not even alive in 1938. So this pool is going to be handicap accessible. You know, it's going to have all the new amenities that we don't currently have. You're going to have a zero entry pool, so you can step in at a couple inches of water and just keep walking on in. So it's something that we don't have in this area. If you want to go to a splash pad and play, kids are going to Muscatine to Weed Park, or they're going to Galesburg, or they're going to the Quad Cities. So, you know, we need something here that'll keep families here in our area, and that's one of our big goals.
Yeah, Mike, one of the things I was looking at here in on the city's website, it was talking about the walking paths that would get you there. So the city's going to make it easy for kids to walk from home, or anybody to walk to a convenient place to get to the aquatic center.
Yes, you know, like Tanner said, you know, the path that we'll have in downtown is just another path. We've got the one going on Southwest 8th Avenue right now, and then eventually Southwest 6th Street is going to be done. And we just got a grant for the other side of College on 6th Street going towards the junior high and Apollo complex. So there's a lot more walking paths going to be done. We could even get the Northside Park eventually incorporated into all this. There's a plan for all this. As people probably know, they see me walking around all the time. So this is just another quality of life thing for people to walk or bike or something like that.
All right. Fantastic. Guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the Rhubarb Fest that we just wrapped up, because I have to say, I've heard a few people say they think it was the biggest one ever. Did you have that impression, Tanner?
I absolutely did. Working the JC Pork Shop stand.
You're going to have a lot of people by there.
We're going to have a lot, but it was the most we've ever sold and the fastest we've ever sold on Saturday. So it was incredible to see everybody out.
And Mayor Chris Aglock, what did you think?
I was impressed. I couldn't believe the crowd.
Yeah. Great. Oh man. Yeah. We were excited to meet everybody. Mike, did you enjoy it out there? A little cloudy on Saturday, but still a great crowd.
Yes, it was really nice for the city to have a tent for the first time, and we gave out all the sunglasses and pie servers we had. And when Jared gets back from vacation, I'm going to tell him we need to order more for next year.
Well, I feel a little greedy because I bought two pies, so a little more than I'm allotted. City Administrator Mike Chaussey, Tanner Dunn, President of the Park District Board, correct, and Mayor Chris Aglock. Thank you guys so much for coming in today, and we'll be out there on the 22nd to talk about the Aquatic Center, and hopefully the public will come out and bring all your questions and all your interest and get those answered as well. And this has been Focus.